You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Domville. I'm also known as Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to share lyrics from Apple Music on iOS. So you're probably asking yourself, what? You can do that? Yeah, you can. It's kind of a neat little feature. If you want to share lyrics with your spouse or significant other or your partner or friends, whatever it is. And what's a cool thing is not only can I copy the lyrics of a song to send to people, but you can also, as a bonus, I'll show you how you can share that audio clip to your friend. So, of course, you have to have Apple Music subscription to take advantage of this feature. So let me head on over to my iPhone here. I have my music app up, and I will show you what I have chosen and what we're going to listen to, and I'll show you how to share those lyrics. I have
Coldplay Essentials.
Coldplay, that is a band that I like quite a bit. This is the Essential, and within the Essential, I'm going to pick one song here in particular.
A Sky Full of Stars, Coldplay, 4 minutes, 28 seconds, button, actions available.
So this is the song I want to go ahead and play. In order to grab the lyrics or to share this little audio clip, you'll have to go ahead and play it. Essentially, I'll just do a one-finger double tap to initiate the song itself, and then I'll do a two-finger magic tap to pause the song. I'll show you why I have to do this. So let's go ahead and start up the song.
A Sky Full of Stars, Coldplay, 4 minutes, 28
right.
seconds.
Now, I'll pause it. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to go towards the bottom of the screen. So we do a four-finger tap towards the bottom.
Tab bar, search, tab, 5 at 5.
So we have this different various of tab bars towards the bottom. Let's tap the bottom left now.
Listen now, tab, 1 of 5.
And you hear the listen now tab. Go left.
Mini player, next track, button.
So essentially, we're in the mini player. I want to bring that up. If you are familiar with Apple Music, you have to bring the mini player up in order to see who the artist is, what the song is, and various things you can do with it. Well, in that tab, we also have something called lyrics, so we got to get to that. So let's go back to the left a little bit more until we get to the song itself in the mini player.
Play, button, A Sky Full of Stars.
Once you hear the name of the song, go ahead and do a one-finger double tap.
Dismiss now playing screen, button.
Okay, so this is the now playing screen. So this is the area where you see the various information like...
Mini player, album artwork, image, A Sky Full of Stars, Coldplay, button, more, button.
And et cetera, et cetera. What I'm looking for is the lyrics button. So I'm going to do a four-finger tap towards the bottom.
Playback destination, iPhone, button.
Now we're going to go left.
Playing next, autoplay, on, button, lyrics, button.
Aha. You got to bring that up. Double tap that.
Selected. Lyrics. Dimmed.
Now the lyrics is selected. Now we've got to tap in the center of the screen where the lyrics is at. So really, I'll start at the top and then swipe to right until we get to the actual lyrics itself.
Dismiss now playing screen. Button. Mini player. Album artwork. Image.
I'm swiping
a blue surface
right.
With a white sign with a sky full of stars. Coldplay. Button. More. Button. Selected. Cause you're a sky.
And now we get into the lyrics itself. So find the lyric itself. So I'll just show you a few here.
Cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart. Cause you're a sky. Cause you're a sky full of stars.
And that is the lyrics for the song. So it starts out that. Now you can go anywhere in the lyric itself. So I like that first initial start. So let's go back to the first line.
Cause you're a sky. I'm gonna give you my heart. Cause you're a sky full of stars. Cause you're a sky.
Once you find the line that you want to copy, do a one finger double tap and hold.
One line selected, 19 of 150 characters, heading.
Now, that has a mouthful. So it tells you you have X number of characters you can copy. So as I go to the right.
Close, button. Selected, cause you're a sky, button.
That one is now selected. If you don't want to select that, you can double tap that. So essentially, you're telling the iOS, what do I want to select? How much of the lyrics do I want to copy? Let's go to the right.
Cause you're a sky full of stars, button.
I'll do that one.
Selected. Cause you're a sky full of stars. 98 characters remaining.
So you got 98 characters left.
I'm gonna give you my heart. Button.
Double tap that.
Selected. I'm gonna give you my heart. 71 characters remaining.
So you get the idea. I think you can do up to about 5 or 6 lines. So that's the maximum. And then once you're done with this, I'm going to go to the bottom here. Forefinger tap at the bottom.
Edit actions button.
All right. We're going to go left until you get the options you can do with the lyrics. For example, let's go to the left.
Report a concern button. Share song button. More button. Messages button.
Aha. Here's the message. I can send that as a message.
Airdrop button.
I can airdrop it. If you want more, you go to the right again.
Messages. More button.
And you can see more options. But in this case, I'm going to go ahead and send it as a message. Let's go left.
Messages button.
Double tap that.
2. Text field is editing. Character mode.
Now, who do you want to send it to? Obviously, this is just like a text message. So I'm going to put myself down.
T-T-H-H-O-O-N-M-M.
Let's see what the results is.
Results. Thomas Donville.
That's the one I want. So I'm going to double tap that. And now go to the message.
Attach tap. A sky full of stars. Coldplay. Quoted text. Cause you're a sky. Cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm going to give you my heart. One image. Actions available.
And voila. That is how it will send you as a text. So as you can see, if you're thinking of a song or you're thinking of your friend or whatever, you can send that lyrics to them. Isn't that cute? I thought that was really sweet. So if you go to the right.
Remove it from message. Button. Send. Button.
And then you obviously would just send that message. Now, I'm going to go back out of here, but that's how you send a lyric by message. So I'm going to do a scrub out of here.
3 lines selected. 79 of 150 characters. Heading.
Now, as a bonus, I told you can share that audio clip. Yep. Go to the bottom again. 4-finger tap at the bottom.
Edit actions. Button.
Go left.
Report a concern. Button.
And left.
Share song. Button.
Aha. Now you can share that song.
A sky full of stars. Coldplay. Heading. Close. Button. Airdrop. Button.
And you can do this by airdrop.
Messages.
Messages.
Button. Mail. Button.
Mail.
Twitter. Button. Twitterific. Button. More. Button.
And et cetera. So it's very similar to the share sheets that you're known. Now, this one actually has a little more option to do. So let's do message again.
Twitterific. But Twitter. Button. Mail. Button. Messages. Button.
Double tap.
Messages. 2. Text field is
now send it to myself.
Mode. Insertion point at start. Use the rotor to access misspelled words.
I'm going to show you this as an example because this is what's important and I'll show you why it's important. So you go to myself here.
T. T. B. H. H. O. O. N. M. M.
Let's check the results.
Results. Thomas Donville. 81.
Double tap that. Now I'm going to send that to myself.
Attach tap. A sky full of star. Remove it from message. Button. Send. Button.
Send it.
Send using sent message. Dismiss now playing screen. Button.
Now sent out. Now what's going to happen? I'll get the message to myself. What's cool is that if you have Apple Music subscription with your friend or partner, that will wherever you started that clipping. So it could be in the middle of the song, towards the end of the song, whatever you're capturing that lyrics. When you double tap that music in your message, it'll start exactly where you cut that lyrics, which is really cool. So that way, if it's somewhere deep in the song itself, it's not going to go through the whole song. It's going to go directly to that portion, and so you can hear it for yourself. So I'll see what it does in my particular clip of lyrics.
Doc, music.
Go to messages.
Double tap to open. Messages. 1 unread message.
There it is.
Unread. Song. A sky full of stars. Coldplay. 4:25 p.m.
There's
actions
the
available.
Message itself. Let's double tap and see what we've got here.
Messages. Your iMessage. A sky full of stars. Coldplay. 4:25 p.m. Link. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate. A white surface with a black object on it.
So it's a link, as I mentioned before. Go ahead and double tap that.
Your iMessage. A sky full of stars. Music. Browse. Back button.
Now, that is the part where you want to listen to it. Just do a magic tap. And I'll start exactly where that lyric that you clipped out. Or I should say you clipped and you want to share with them.
Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart.
See how that worked? So I went straight to the set of clip that I went. Now, of course, it's going to keep playing the song, but I'll take it exactly where you start the clip so that I don't have to listen to the song. Isn't that cool? So that's a little bonus there. And that is how to share lyrics from Apple Music on iOS. My name is Thomas Donville, also known as Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This Apple Viz podcast has been brought to you by the community of applevis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device. Visit www.applevis.com.